At the last few lines of Gimel Amud Aleph, we had learned that Rava didn't want to learn like Rava because, according to Rava, all you need is Befanai Nechtav, not Befanai Nechtav. So Rava answers, Bidinu Delisni Hachi, you're right. Eladim Kenas Yilachlufe became Shtaris Da'alma Be'ed Echad. People are going to make a mistake. Nothing Kim Shtaris is always good with an eight. The Rabbah Midami, Rabbah says there's no chashash, don't make a mistake with to confuse it the Kim Shtaris Da'alma. Hasim Yadina, Hacha Befanai. Here, it's a whole different din. Kim Shtaris, all you need is the idea that it's their signature. Here, we're requiring Befanai, that the Imam should say Befanai Nechtam. So according to you, Rava should have just said Befarei Nechtam. And there are other differences. Hasim Isha Lai Mehemna, Hachi Isha Mehemna. Hasim Baldava Lai Mehemin, Hacha Baldava Mehemin. So Taisus says, Taisus Kivan says that these two things are not really the Iker Chilik. The Iker Chilik is that here you have to say Befarei. So it won't be confused with Kim Shtaris Da'am of Rava Amin No. Rava Amin Lach Atu Hacha Ki Amri Yadina Mila Mehemni. Kim Dami Yadina Mehemni Yosi 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 Kim Shtaris Da'am. So Rava answers, no, here Yadinan is good. And Rava holds Yadinan is no good. So it's a little funny in Rava, who assumes Yadinan is good. We just had yesterday that Kol HaMishanim and Mechbeya Shetavu Chachamim begitten, which you have to mami say, the Lashon Chazawa Misakim, if one I mechdam. So from where does Rava know Yadinan is good? So it must be that that's what? That's only by Lashma, you mean? It's only by Dina Gittin with his Lashma, but maybe by Kiyum, which the Chazali required a Kiyum, so Befanei Nechtav maybe is Lavdavka, which is a Chiddush, we'll have to see on Hayamid Beis when it uses Lash and Kol HaMishanim, that's true. But okay, maybe that's Pshat. We come now to the last Sugya of this man, the Sugya of Eidechsima Karati and Eidechsima Karati. Okay, basically, we had three sugyas. We had the klolei get that we spoke about on Beis Amud Aleph, the klolei eidecha nemen bisurim on Beis Amud Beis, klolim of kayach hashtar that we spoke about the last week on Gimel Amud Aleph, and now we have the klolei eidech sima karti eidei mesira karti, which is what we're going to spend the last few days that remain. Next few days on this machloek is Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. And this is the machloekis of Masechtas Gittin. Not Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Eliezer. This is the machloekis of Masechtas Gittin, the machloekis which pops up consistently in every parak in the Masechta. The machloekis, what makes the get? Is the get, what makes the get is the chesima seidim? That's what makes the get. That's Rameya Shita. Eide Chasima Karti. Eide Chasima are what makes the get. And Rebbe Loza holds Eide Mesira Karti. The Eide Mesira, the Eidim will watch the handing over of the get from the man to his wife. They're the ones that make the get. I say, what does it mean, make the get? What does it mean? So we're going to try to get a clear Havana in the Machlaikis. It's really a very wide-ranging Machlaikis, which is why it comes up so many times. So let's start the Gemara, and then we'll try to work through the Klolim and see what it means, Eidei Chasima Karti, and what it means, Eidei Mesira Karti. But first let's see what the Gemara says. Well, the Rabbi Do'amar L'fishayim B'kiyin L'shma. Rabbi says you need L'shma. Where do you need L'shma? So you just have to know. This Ksiva and this chasima, you all understand. The writing of a shtar is the ksiva. You don't have to have eidim by ksiva, right? You're by a chasna. So the Masada Kedusha writes out the ksuba. He doesn't have eidim watching him write it. He writes out the ksuba, that's the ksiva. He fills in the names. Then you have the chasima. Eidim come over and they sign. Eidim do not have to see the ksiva, they just see the shtar afterwards. That's chasima. So there's ksiva, Ksiva Saget, Chasima Saget. Now, within Ksiva, there are also two parts. Within Ksiva, there's the Toifei Saget and the Toiref Haget. There's the pre-printed, there's Nusach that's everywhere, every get. And then there are the individual pieces of information. Which one's the typhus and which one's the tyrif? I told you how to remember it. The typhus is like the tfus, the pre-printed. It's not true. Typhus and tfus are totally different words. It's just a way to remember it. Typhus is like the tfus of the get. It's the form of the get. Tyref is the individual information. Those of you who are learning the third parak, I think the second mishnah in the third parak talks about typhus and tyref. And was it the third mishnah? I think it's the second mishnah. And anyway, there are two parts. For our discussions in this sugya, it won't really matter. But the emes hadavar is when we say when we talk about the writing, we're really concerned about the tyref. Not so much about the typhus. Typhus midrabanan has to be lishma. We're really mainly concerned with the Torah, with the individual parts of the Ksiv. So there's the writing of the get, the signing of the Edim, and then the handing over of the get, the writing and the handing over. Usually it's done the same day, but it doesn't have to be. Like in our case, when a shliach who comes from Chutz Laaretz, it could be the get was written a month earlier, 2 months earlier, and then it was sent to Eretz Yisrael until it was handed over. So Zakti Gemara. The rabbi d'amar l'fisha ein b'kiyim l'shma man haytana the boy k'siva l'shma. Who says that the writing has to be l'shma? You can say about l'shma. Why has to be l'shma? You need k'siva l'shma u'boy chasima l'shma. Let's ira meyer chasima boy k'siva loy boy. Yeah. What does that mean? Remeyer holds eide chasima kardi. The edim who signed the shtar, they're the ones who we're calling it, they make the shtar. They're the kayach hashtar, kayach haget is the chasima. Why is that lafuke ksiva? What's pshat in this gemara? So you have to learn Rashi. And Rashi is, again, it's crucial to understanding the machlokes. Chasima l'shma is at Rashi, the second Rashi on the Amid Beis. Chasima l'shma boy, the ksiv the kost of law, the chiksiv the kost of law, when the Torah says the kost of law, sefer krisus, Achasimakoi. Rabbi Laza and Ramey are going to argue in Taich in the Pasuk. Taich, the Kosav law. So Ramey does not mean the writing of the get. It means, Chasima means the writing of the signatures, the Edim signing. Kediktani lekamad. Kosav get al mechubar. Kosher. Now a get can't be mechubar lekarka. If you have a tree and someone etches out or writes out a get on the branch of a tree, and even it's a vine that you can hand, you can swing, and he hands it to the woman, everyone holds that that's possible. Shaila is, if you write it on when it's mechuber, you write it when it's mechuber, or you sign it when it's mechuber, and you cut it off and you hand it over, is that kosher? So let's see. Kosav get on mechuber kosher. Even though we have a drasha, the kasav law sefer krisus v'nasim beyada, mishenu mechusar el ksiva v'nesina, yotzes eshu mechusar ksiva ksitzo v'nesina. Something that has to be cut off, mechubar is possible, atel ha'achi. Kiven the chasmai betalush, machshur lei remeyer. It's a very important thing that Rashi said. Remeyer holds the kasav goes on signatures. That means, you could write the shtar on mechubar lekarka, and then cut it off. As long as the signature is tomush, that's kosher. And then, that's a kosher again. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Now listen, it's a two-pronged machlokes. This is one machlokes, eidech sima karti, eidech mesira karti. There are two parts to the machlokes. The origin of the machlokes is taich, the Kosav law sefer krisus. Remeyer says the Kosav law means chasima. The Kosav law sefer krisus, Edim should sign a sefer krisus. So according to Remeyer, what counts in dinei gittin is the chasima. You have to have a written, of course you have to have a written get. If it's not a written get, what are they signing? But when the Torah talks about it, the Torah is talking about signing. Rabbi Lazar holds, signing? Edim don't have to sign a get. Rabbi Lazar says, no, nobody has to sign a get. He says, you have to sign a get. You write a get. and you hand it over to the woman in front of Eidim. Because he holds Eidei Mesira character. You don't even need a signature. All you need is a handing over. That's Rabbi Elazar Shita. You don't need Eidim to sign a get at all. If you have a get, zero Eidim. Just write out a get, and not the husband writes it, not in his handwriting. A sefer writes a get with the right names, the right date. And a man gives it to his wife in front of Eidei Mesira, it's a kosher get. If so, what's taich because of law sefer krisus? Kim mi chasima, you don't need a chasima. Must be, Dr. Abelazar, because of law means ksiva taget, writing the words, whatever it is, hari abu gureshes, whatever the nusach haget is, and the names, the Torah haget, that's the cost of law sefer krisus. The Mela comes out to chidushim Rabbi Elazar. A, there's no such thing as Eide Chasima. You don't need Eide Chasima. All you need is Eide Chasira. And as a result of that, B, a second achlokes, that taich the kosav is the writing. The Mela, the get has to be written on tolush. The get can't be written on when it's connected to the ground. Because the kosav in Nosan, which teaches Memayit Mechubal Karka, can't be going on Chasimis, must be going on Ksiva. So, like I say, they're going to be much more than two Nafkaminis between Rav Elazar and Remeya. But in the source of the Machlaikis, there are two Machlaikis. One, Remeya holds Eide Chasima are the crucial part of the get. And you don't need Eide Mesira. You can hand it over, Beinoy LeBeinah, as long as they are signatures. Rav Elazar holds, you don't need Eide Chasima. All you need is Eide Mesira. You don't need Eide to sign it. That's the first Machlokes. The Meilut is the second Machlokes, which Rashi here explains. What's the Taich? Because of law, Sefer Krisus. Remeya holds Taich, because of law, Sefer Krisus is signatures. Any Xeris HaKosav related to the Kosav law applies to Chasima. And Rabbi Elazar holds, no such thing as signatures. The Kosav law refers to Ksiva. So it comes out, Rabbi Elazar is a Machmir in Ksiva and a Machmir in Mesira. So the two ends, right? The order of the get is you write it, you sign it, you hand it. Rabbi Elazar holds of the first part, Ksiva has to be betolush, he holds dinim in Ksiva, and he holds Mesira has dinim, has to be given in front of Eidim. The middle of the Chasima, Rabbi Elazar holds you don't need. Remeya is the other way around. He says, the Ksiva, you can write it any which way. Remeya holds you can even find it in the garbage can written. That's also fine. And Mesira, you don't need Eide Mesira. Of course you need a Mesira. It says the Nasan Biyada, he's my dear, you have to give it to her. But there's no Eide Mesira needed. And the middle part, the Chasima, Remeya holds, that's what counts. Or dine get, like the din of tolush that can't be connected applies to chasima, and eidim also are nogeya to be eide chasima. Am I being clear? Because without this, you're going to get lost. You won't understand everything we're talking about. You have to know the basis of the machlokes, Remeya and Rabbi Elazar. Machlokes is if eide chasima karati or eide mesira karati. And in Mela, there's a second Machlokes on the Ksiva, whether the Ksiva Saget has requirements, has dinim, that it has to be Talush and other dinim we're going to learn about. Okay?
No.
They don't both have. Because of law sefer krisus, he will write for her a get. The gufa arguing, what does it mean write? Rabbi Elazar Taich's writing has nothing to do with Eidim. Because of law sefer krisus just means you write a get. You write the nosnus haget. Remeya says, no. Because of law means you have to sign. You have to have people sign the sefer krisus, which is also writing. They write their signatures. But what is the because of going on? Rabbi Elazar holds Taich v'kosav is not Eidim, like you're saying, it's just a guess. Remeya holds, no, Taich v'kosav is Chasima Eidim.
Then you need Eidim.
Of according to Rameir. Where do you get from that you need Eidim? Torah doesn't say anything about Eidim. The Kasev Law, Sefer Krisis, and Nasan B'Yadah doesn't say anything about Eidim. So this we learn out, that Ein Dovah Sheva'er V'Pachas Mishnayim, that you have to have Eidim. We had last year two Hezberim, how you know, why, we're going to get to it this year too, but it's now it's a sidetrack. The source that you need Eidim, L'Kiyum may be get. But that's for sure. We learn out that Ein Dovah Sheva'er V'Pachas Mishnayim, a get needs Eidim. Where the Eidim? Where? When? That's the machlokes. Rameya holds b'shas ksiva, or Belozer holds b'shas ksiva.
Why can't Rameya hold it?
Why cannot hold that way? I can't answer you. I don't know why, but I'm telling you that he doesn't hold that way. Rashi says because of la achasim
otsim.
That's a good question, and we'll have to see if everyone agrees with Rashi. But the stum that's posh pshat in the Mishnah. And why is it totally zeb is zeb? We can clear. So today, we're learning the machlokes. We're going to get the machlokes straight, and the whys, everything is, it's important. Understand why, where Rameya got it from, where Belozer got it from, all very important. But for today, we have to get the machlokes straight, and that's the avaida. According to everyone, she's not a grusha until you hand over the get. Everybody agrees she's not begureshes until you hand the get, it comes to her hand, and the husband lets go. The husband lets go, then it's a get. Until the husband lets go, it's not a get. So, that everyone agrees. In other words, that you need a nesina, the Torah says, the nasa biyada. Everyone agrees. The question is, the halacha, that you need edis l'kiyume, that you need edis to make it a get, that din, that you ain't davish of ever, pas b'shnayim, you must have Eidim. Where is that? Rameya holds b'shas tasima, and Rabbi Elazar holds b'shas nesina. That's the machlokes. Why each one holds his way, we'll talk about a different time. But this is the machlokes. That's right. That's right. Right? This is the basic machlokes. I jotted down a list of nafkaminis, which nafkaminis are good information, but more than that, it helps to illustrate the machlokes. So let's go through a few of the nafkaminis. Okay, first of all, one nafkamina, as I mentioned to you, is do you need Eide Chasimo or not? Do you need Eidim on the get? That's like the first basic machlokes. Rameya says you must have Eidim on the get. What does Reb Elazar hold? So Reb Elazar holds that min haTorah you don't need Eidim on the get. But Reb Elazar in the Mishnah on Pevava Med Aleph, he says, "Afal pi she'ein olav edim." Without edim, it's kosher. He says, "She'ein ha'edim chais min al haget ela mipnei tikkun ha'olam." Lamaisa, we do put edim on the get. Why do we put edim on the get? Mipnei tikkun ha'olam. What does it mean, mipnei tikkun ha'olam? So we're going to have to talk about it. What does it mean, mipnei tikkun ha'olam? It sounds like a safety thing for the lady. That edim yisira, a few years later, she's not going to remember who they are, or maybe they moved away, or she won't know anything about them. So you have Eidim Asira, Chasima, you have some people that you can call. But these words, we're going to discuss yet later today, what it means, that according to Rebbe Elazar, Midrabana, we have Eidim, She'ein ha'edim chaisman alaget, Ela mipnei tikkun ha'olam. It's a Mishnah on Pevav. Those of you who learned the ninth parak this summer had this lashon, She'ein ha'edim chaisman alaget, Ela mipnei tikkun ha'olam. And we'll discuss soon what that means. It's a raya. It's like a raya, not a dislokiyum. That's what you mean. Okay, good. And that's what the Fash Pshad is in that. So first afkamina is, do you need Eide Chasima at all? The second afkamina, when you have Eide Chasima, does the Chasima have to be Lishma? Rav Meir, the Kosav law lishma, he holds the chasima has to be lishma. That the chasima has to be lishma. That's what the kasav la. Remember, Rameya teaches the kasav means chasima. So Rameya holds the chasima has to be lishma. Rebbe Lazar, who holds that Edom only sign and they tikkun olam, don't even need them really. Obviously, he holds that the chasima doesn't need to be lishma. Which the Gemara spells out beferish in a few lines in this Gemara. The Rebbe Lazar doesn't need chasima lishma. That'd be the shekel b'tayu. We're going to get to the third nafgamina is the case that the Gemara brings. If you write the get when the on a tree, on a branch, which is l'chuba l'karka, you rip it off and you sign it betolush, is that kosher? So as the Gemara brings, chosmei al-m'chuba l'karka tolshai chosmei v'masnei la kosher, Rameya holds it kosher. Because Rameya holds the kosav goes on the chasima. The chasima has to be tolish. Rebbe Laza holds no. The ksiva has to be tolish. So Rebbe Laza is machmir. He says it has to be written bitolish. And Rameya is mekel. Rameya holds no. The ksiva could be not bitolish. The chasima has to be bitolish. Memela. What's that? Three nafkaminas. There's a fourth nafkamina. If you write on, let's say you write a get in pencil, something that could be erased. The Gemara uses a lashon al nayar shiyachal lehizdayif. You write on a paper that you can scratch off the ink and it'll you could rewrite it. We would say you write it in pencil. You write a get in pencil. Is it a kosher get? A klater of Meir. It's certainly not kosher. It's because it's not a kosher get. Why did they sign on it? They sign in pencil. Certainly, it's no good. Why that's not a shtar? According to Rebbe Lazar, however, the ikar is the Eidei Mesira. So if the Eidei Mesira see the get, it's written in pencil. They read it. They give it to the man. The man gives it to the woman. So who cares that later you could erase it? Well, what's the difference? They saw the Mesira of a written shtar. It was written. It's written in pencil is writing. Okay. Someone writes in pencil on Shabbos, he's chayef ksiva. The Shal Yochel is dayif. What? According to Rebbe Lazar, you don't even have to sign. So you can certainly sign in pencil. Yeah. According to Rav Meir, it's no good because Rav Meir is minded that when you finish writing the get, it's not a get till you hand it. So that's not a signed shtar because by the time it's handed over, changes could be made in the whole nusach shtar. So it's missing in the shame shtar. It's not called, what did you sign? You signed something which could be mizdayif later. Let's say they would sign first and you would write second. It would be the same thing. If you sign first, you write second. The signatures are not the signatures. But for Mesira, it's good. Well, it's psul. The truth is, it's a Gemara later, I think, on Chaf Beis, that says that if it's written in the Nayah Shechel is dayif, it's possible. The Chiddush is only that it's only possible like Rameya. But then, according to Rebbe Lazar, it's kosher. It's a fine star. It's written. It's
no, written.
We'll see. I think it's mefurish. I think it's in places later on Chaf Beis that this is a machlokes from Rebbe Lazar. This will be an afkamina between. So we'll see. We have to see. Yes. If you want, you could look here. Reb Nachum in our Gemara brings a few of these nafkaminas. I think it's Isa Tuf in the Chiddush of Nachum. Yeah.
Where does he argue regarding whether or not you need a good get
Right. The question is, does the get have to be a bar mesira or a bar chasima? A get that's a bar mesira is a get even written in pencil. It's a good get for mesira. What is the purpose of the piece of paper? What is the purpose of this shtar? If the purpose of this shtar is that Ede Mesira could be a witness to a get, it's a Echatimtza. Writing a get is a Echatimtza to be able to get that she should be Mekoreshes. How do you get there? With a Mesira. So for Mesira, there's no problem in writing it in pencil. The good Mesira. A blind paper you can't give. But for Mesira, written in pencil is fine. Well, why? It's not Yochel Mizdai. If it can't be Mizdai, if it's during the Mesira, what does that mean? They didn't see the Mesira. They can't be fooled. Because it's written in pencil, they could be fooled. No. A Dechsima could be fooled. Well, it's Ksar in Lishma. If it's written in Lishma, it is written in Lishma. The fact that you could do something to it, why not give it? The purpose of writing it is so that you could use it for Gerushin. If Gerushin is Mesira, so you could use it written in pencil too. If Gerushin is Chasima, then you can't. It has to have potential to it. I think so. It's a Sarnay de Chasima. It's not a Bar Chasima. Written in pencil, the Chasima is not a Chasima. You know what? Let me speak out another, my next Nafkanina. Which is a Gemara, and you'll see if you'll agree with this. Next time, I don't remember what we're up to. Four? Up to five? Next Nafkamina is a Gemara Chav Dalit. If you have two, are those of you who started the third parak, I think, bumped into it. If you have two Yosef Ben Shimons in town, and you wrote a shtar, Yosef Ben Shimon, and you neglected to write the Zayda's name. You're supposed to write Yosef Ben Shimon Ben Yaakov, right? You didn't do it. Well, you have two Yosef Ben Shimons in town with the same wife, and you wrote Yosef Ben Shimon, and it's not clear. And you gave the get already. Chatchila, we don't use such a get. But it was already given. It says Yosef Ben Shimon, it doesn't say the Zayda's name, and it was given already. Is that a kosher get? Rabbi Loza holds it's kosher. Why? As long as the Ede Mesira know which Yosef Ben Shimon it is, it's fine. And they could see which Yosef Ben Shimon it is. He's standing right here. So according to Rabbi Elazar, it's fine. The Chatzchila, you're supposed to write it properly, but Mekaradin, it's good. If you write, if it says Yosef Ben Shimon, it's a kosher get, because Ede Mesira could identify which Yosef Ben Shimon it is. It's possible. Because it's not a Bar Chasima. This star, it's not a Bar Chasima. Because the Ede Chasima signed it, there's no Echacha which Yosef Ben Shimon it is. In the Chasima, there has to be Echacha. And in the Chasima, they're not saying Edis. They could be, they see which one it is. But since it's still missing a Mesira to become a Get, so it's missing in the Edis. Now, this Nafkamina is pretty clear from the Gemara and Chavdalan of the days. So if you accept this Dafkamina, I think the previous one with the pencil is just, it's really the same thing. Writing Yosef Ben Shimon and writing it in pencil is the same thing. If you have two Yosef Ben Shimons, or if you write it in pencil and you can erase it and change your name, it's basically the same idea. That it has to be, again, the Yisoid is, according to Rabbi Elazar, the purpose of the piece of paper is for Mesira. And this is good for Mesira. Yosef Ben Shimon is fine for Mesira. According to Rabbi Meir, the purpose of the piece of paper is for chesima, and it's not a chesima. Because the chesima is still missing in the chesima. Remember, Rameh is why he has to give it. He just told the Ede chesima do it. The Ede chesima, and they're not saying Edes. Because when it'll be given, it may or may not be given. There's nothing in the shtar that tells us it'll be given to the right person. The Ede chesima are not saying Edes on the get. Because when it's given over, it won't be known to whom it's given. I'll tell you Nafkamina number 6, which is a continuation of this, which is a Chiddush Gadol of the Marsha. The Marsha is on Daf Chav Amid Aleph, Tosis Divrei Maskil Ha. He says, even a bigger chiddush, that according to Rav Meir, Avada, you have to have the names on the piece of paper. According to Rav Elazar, if you neglected to put in the name of the man, and you neglected to put in the name of the woman, you hear, you wrote it again. It just said, Hare At Mugureshes. It didn't say her name. It said, Mugureshes Mimani. It didn't say his name. Like Zatam Arshah, like Rav Elazar, it's a kosher get. Why? Because it's a good enough piece of paper for Eidei Mesira. Eidei Mesira, see who's giving it. And according to Rav Meir, it's possible. Because the person who signs, the Eidei Chasima, have to be signing a shtar that says what's happening. It doesn't say what's happening. It just says Hariyat.
You don't have to say Hariyat. Say goodbye.
It has to be a lashon haget. It has to be a lashon of a get. Well, by kedushin under the chuppah, you say hariyat mukudesh asli b'tabasu. If you just say hello, it's not going to be good enough. You have to say what you're doing. But. It's worth a lot. The get is worth that Eidei Mesira know from the shtar what's happening. The shtar has to say what's happening. But no, the Torah says the kasav la sefer krisus. He writes to her a document of separation. So you need a document of separation. Alright, so one of the dinim is it has to be written for her. But just like if it's written for her, you have to know there's a ksiva lishma. Rebbe Lozer might be in the ksiva lishma. It's the same thing. You have to know when there's no name. The chiddush of the Marsha is a chiddush atzum. Marsha says that even midrabanan you don't need the names like Rebbe Lozer, and we pass them like Rebbe Lozer. And the Marsha comes out lemaisa lahalacha that even midrabanan Rebbe Lozer doesn't require the names. It's just tikkun ayilam. But it's a kosher get even with Rabbanu without it. And the Beis Yosef Beferish argues with the Marsha in the Rabbanu of it. Beis Yosef argues with the Marsha, and the Beis Shmuel defends the Marsha. This is all a Siman Kuf Chof Tes and Ebenezer. But be that as it may, what the Rabbanu is, the Deraisa, the Beis Yosef agrees with the Marsha. The Minatayra, Le Rebbe Laza, Eidei Mesira Karti. If you don't have the names, it's fine. That has to still be written l'shma. The sefer had to write it l'shem this woman, l'shem this man, etc. But all you have to do is write harayat mugureshesli. What does it bother you? All of you don't understand. I want to remind you. A year ago we learned kedusha, and in Afez of an aleph we learned v'yisha niknis. We learned v'kesef v'shtar v'biyah, and we learned Rashi. Rashi says, what's Bishtar? Kosev Lala Nayar, Harei At Mukudesh Asli. Nobody said, how could you get married by writing Harei At Mukudesh Asli? Everyone was satisfied. You write Harei At Mukudesh Asli, you give it to her in front of Adam, it's good. So if Harei At Mukudesh Asli without a name is good enough for Kedushin, so why shouldn't Harei At Mukudesh Asli Mimani be good enough for a guest? So you're all surprised because you know. You've already heard that in Gittin it's a good thing to write the names, and you write the nicknames, and you write the English names and the Hebrew names, a big tumult in Hilchos Gittin. It's true. We taka write it with the names. But, according to the Rasha, like Rebbe Lazar, it's not required. The Eidei Mesira has to know the names. The Eidei Mesira has to know who it is. They have to know who it is, and who he is, and who she is. And the one who writes it, because of Lala Shema, he has to do the ksiva, l'shem this man, l'shem this isha. But the paper doesn't have to say it. Just like it doesn't need witnesses like Rebbe Lazar, it doesn't need the Shema of Megarish, the Shema of Miscarriage.
The
Lishma, I want to be clear, Taka. I'm not changing the Lishma. The Lishma has to be L'shem the man by name, and L'shem the woman by name. It's not good enough. A cipher can't write, there's a woman standing in front of a man standing, and he writes it for this man, this woman. That's not good enough. Yes, so. The Shema, shame. He has no her name, he has no his name. He has no who he's writing it for. Well, all the Mashiach is not changing that. Bishul is not changing. You have to write that you have to write that you have to know the name. He's just saying you don't have to write the name. It doesn't have to be in the piece of paper. Okay? It doesn't have to be in the document.
How do you know if the original
was written in Shema? How do you know it has to be written in Shema? So in Eretz Yisrael, Sam Safra Dedaina, the Simon. Call Safra, everybody knows. Even not the Sayer, everybody knows. From Chutz La'aretz, with Hakach Chayshish, and therefore you have to say, at least by Rabbi, you have to say before I left of Lishma. And if Rava argues, he holds, that's even a Chutz La'aretz, not Sifra Dedaina or Bikim. But you definitely need the Lishma, from Shiloh. Question
so
is,
are
you
the
according to Rabba v'chayshish of Chutzlaret, it's true. So that's but only Chutzlaret. Right? Now it's true. Everybody knows Chutzlaret is v'chayshish. So we're going to need b'farai nechta. If it's a day shleach, we need b'farai nechta. For that, it was we're worried about lishma, and it has to be lishma. And when I'm telling you, Rabbi Elazar doesn't change that. Everybody holds it needs lishma. Rabbi Elazar holds the ksiva. Rabbi Elazar ksiva. And we have to have safeguards for it. I'm not changing it. But once it was, all the dinim are there, it was written Lishma, and L'shem Isha, L'shem Isha, L'shem Gerishin, all the Lishmas, do you need us the names? You don't need the names. So that's the, as I said, the sixth Nafkamina between them. The another Nafkamina. There are other dine ksiva. The Gemara says later that the get has to be written by the man, the kasav law. The man has to write the get, and if he doesn't write the get, so he has to at least make a shliach. He makes the cipher a shliach. And if you ever go to a get, you'll see that the first thing they do is that the man takes the ink and the quills and the then his parchment, his paper, and the paper, he takes everything in his hand, and he says to the cipher, I am hereby making you a shliach to write a get, l'shem, he says the name, and l'shem the woman, he says the name, l'shem gerish, and he gives it to her. That's the first thing they do.
Because
he has to make him a shliach to write it l'shma. He has to make him a shliach to write it l'shma. We're going to learn later that part of the shlichus is to write a lishma. That's an inherent part of it. The reason he has to pick up things is he has to own it. We're also going to learn that yet later in the Masechta, in the second parak, that he has to own, in every shtar kinyan, the shtar has to belong to the one, to the Baal HaShtar. As a matter of fact, we declared last year, we learned Kedushin by a ksuba, by a chasna, if the ksuva has to belong to the chasn. Normally the ksuva belongs to the chasn, he buys it. But it happens in weddings that there's something wrong with it, and I run out to my car, I have in my glove compartment extra ksuvis, and I bring it. It just happened this one of the weddings this September that I ran up, I grabbed it, didn't have to go to the car, I got it from the caterer. He gave me a different ksuva. Does it have to belong to the chasn? If it's a shtar kinyan, it has to belong to the chasm. The shtar raya, it does. So this din that you have to make a shliach, Rav Nachum clears that maybe making a shliach for the ksiva is only like Rav Elazar. Because Rav Elazar holds the kasav law is going on ksiva. But according to Rav Meir, that the kasav goes on the chasima, so it should be enough that he makes the Edim, he designates the Edim who sign, but he doesn't have to designate the ones who write.
Whose pens
do they? And it would have to be his ink again. I don't know why it has to be his pen, but at least his ink it would have to be. It has to be the Baal HaShtar's. The question will be if they write it with their own ink, and after they sign it, they give it. Is that good enough? I'm not sure what it says in Halacha. I would imagine that's also good, but... So at any rate, these are seven quick nafgaminas. I'm sure that we'll come up with a dozen more over the meshech of this man, not this man, but the whole year. And again, the crucial thing is to know the machlekes Rav Elazar Meir. Don't let yourself be fooled into thinking you understand it. Make sure you understand it. because it can be confusing, because there are two aspects to the machlaikis. There's the v'kosav law machlaikis, what's taich v'kosav law, where Rebbe Lazar is a bigger machmir in the ksiva, and then there's a machlaikis on the chasima, where in the chasima, it's weird, right? Rebbe Lazar is a mekel in the chasima, and Aramei is a ma- so the same Rebbe Lazar is a machmir that the ksiva has to be on talosh. He holds, but the ksiva doesn't have to say the name of the man and the name of the woman. Because he holds, you only have to write something which is good for Mesira. But when you write it, the cost of Lashma, you have to write it properly. Rameya, who holds the ksiva, could be even on Mechuber, and Dekir is the chasiva, but he holds, you have to have a Shema Isha, Shema Isha. Because it has to be a shtar that's bar chasima. That's because there are these two aspects that people get confused, and I'll tell you the truth, I find in yeshiva, you know, it's like when we learned Subis, we learned Malach Hashem, there was a Sugi Malach Hashem Tzricha L'gufa. So there were people in yeshiva who knew the whole Reb Chaim, there's a famous Reb Chaim on it, Reb Baruch Best comments on Reb Chaim, and everything, they knew everything, but if you asked them what's Taich Malach Hashem Tzricha L'gufa, they couldn't Taich it. Because the aside is sometimes a little confusing, and you get caught up in the lumdis and you forget the basics. So you don't get to trap. Don't fall into the trap of knowing what we're going to talk about the lumdis, knowing all the lumdis in and not knowing what you're talking about, what it means Eide Hasima Karti and what it means Eide Nasira Karti. The Taich you have to know. What does it mean no? No means that you could explain it to a balabas, someone who doesn't know more than Gemara Rashi. You could explain to him the Machlaikas Eide Nasir without telling him any Reb Chaims or any Rishayim. Just tell him Taich. He's going to Afyaimi, he wants to know Taich. Make sure you know Taich. If you can't explain it, you don't know it. Okay? Eide Mesira Karati, Eide Chasima Karati. Two aspects to the Machlaikas. One, in the Eidim, is the Ikad Eidim, the Chasima, is the Ikad Eidim, the Mesira. And B, in the Kosavla. What is the Kosavla? Is the Kosavla the writing of the get, or is it the signing of the get? This is the machlokes. And if anybody ever asks you, according to Rameya, do you need a Mesira? You will know, of course, according to Rameya, you need a Mesira. But I'm a Mesira. It says in the Torah, but not that. He just tells you don't need Eidim for the Mesira. You just need Eide Chasima. This is the basic machlokes. We are going to learn in the Yitzhak Hashem. Kaimalon halacha karabalaza begitten. We're going to learn on Dalet and Aleph, the end of the sugya, that we pass him like Rabalaza, which is Eide Mesira Karati. By gitten, we always try to be Yetzir Kol Hashitas. We try to do things that should be good, l'chola kuliyam, even like Rameya. But the halacha, the nomach like Svishayim, everybody holds halacha karabalaza, Eide Mesira Karati. Okay. So take a deep breath. Till here, everybody should have on the fingertips. Yeah. Here's a riff that is crucial to our understanding of Rebbe Lazar. The riff says a chiddush in Rebbe Lazar. And everything we're talking about the rest of the day today is Rebbe Lazar, not Lerameya, but Rebbe Lazar. Eide Mesira Karati. Zot the riff, a chiddush. Now, let me just sort of give you a hagdama to the chiddush. Especially those of you who learned the ninth parak this summer will appreciate it. And that hagdama is that there are many sugyas in this masechta that talk a lot about Eide Chasima. They talk about Eide Chasima. In particular, there's a whole sugya in the ninth parak. What happens today if there were two gittin side by side? And Eide Chasima side underneath, and one side on the right side, right to left, and one side left side, left to right. Or there's a sugya, we have two gittin next to each other, and they can sign in between the two gittin. And the Gemara talks, what happens if they sign upwards? One get written like this, the other get like this, and they can sign this way. What do you say? Which one is it attached to? And then the Gemara talks about, what happens if they can sign not on the bottom, but on the side? All kinds of sugyas of where the Eidim signed. Poshet, all those sugyas are not lahalacha. All those stam mishnayis. So Poshet Pshat has nothing to do with the halacha, because we pass in Rebbe Lazar. Rebbe Lazar says you don't need Eide Chasima, so who cares? They signed on the side, they signed on the bottom, they signed on the top. Who cares? Eidei Mesira parity, and who cares? Or there's a sugya of a get that was written Ksav Sefer. If one eighth sign, could you be mitzaref the writing of the cipher as one signature, because it's written, the cipher's here writing, plus one eighth, does that count as 2/8? Who cares? Chayre, it's only going to Rebbe. It's not going to Rebbe Lazo, we don't care. That sugya is going to Rebbe. That's Pashtus of the Gemara. Yeah, if it's Mezuyah B'Seichai, then we're going to get to his Maida, but this is not Mezuyah B'Teichai. All the cases I said wouldn't be Mezuyah B'Teichai. If there are two Shtarais, and you don't know if they're meant to sign this one or meant to sign that one,
it's
not Mezuyah B'Teichai.
Okay,
in the case where you find out, you'd be right. But in the case where you say that they're meant to sign this Shtar, or they meant to sign that Shtar, what's the difference which one they're meant to sign?
There could be,
okay. There could be nothing. If there's question, if you have just one get, and they didn't sign on the side, it's not an issue of Mezuyah B'Teichai. We know they didn't sign on the side. The question is that a good shot? The Rif was bothered by all of these sugyas, and therefore the Rif came along with the Chiddush. Now, B'Lashin B'nei Adam, not Lashin HaRif, and you'll see why it's important. I say Balashim ben Ayadam, I mean other Rishayim. The Rif's Kiddush is known as Af Eidei Mesira Karti. That the Rif holds, Shadu Rav Elazar, Af Eidei Mesira Karti. What does Af mean? Af means also Af Eidei Mesira Karti. What does that mean? That means that the Rif is telling me a Kiddush. He's saying the following. The Rif is saying that when we just said a machlaikis, Rameya holds a dechsima karati, Rebbe Loza says, no, a demisira karati. Rebbe Loza didn't mean that you have to have a demisira and they do it. Rebbe Loza is maida that a demisira, a dechasima alone are also good. He's maida to Rameya that you have the option of a dechasima without a demisira. If you want, you can go Rameya's way and do Eidei Chasima. All Rebbe Loza meant was Af Eidei Mesira Karati. You have a choice. You can either do a get with Eidei Chasima, or you could do a get with Eidei Mesira. One or the other, take your pick. It's a kula. You don't need Eidei Chasima. You could go with Eidei Mesira. If you want, if you want, you could go with Eidei Chasima too, or Rebbe Loza's Maida. This is the Pashup Pshat in the Rif. We'll have to see if it's the correct Pshat, but this is Pashup Pshat in the Rif. I ask you all to turn to the Rif. It's page Mem Zayin Amid Beis, I believe, in the Dafei HaRif, in the ninth parak. Yeah, Mem Zayin Amid Beis from the top. Sorry?
I'm going to write it with a theme of what it's a larger.
Oh yeah, that's a very important point. If you're going to go with the option of Eidei Chasima, it would seem that then you'll need, again, it should be written not in pencil, and it should be written with the name of the man and the name of the woman. You'll need all the things Rameya would require. All of Rameya's chumras would come into play in Rebbe Loza if you choose the option of Eidei Chasima. That's what it seems Pashtus for me. The Rif on Memzayin Amid Beis is an unusual Rif. As you all know, it's not the style of the Rif to add a lot of his own words. The Rif is basically Gemaris that we pass the line. This whole side of Rif, from top to bottom, is all the words of the Rif, and they follow the last words on the previous page where Hilchisa to Rebbe Loza begin. The last words of the previous page was Upaskin Eidei Mesira Karti. And now the Rif adds an important paragraph. It says, "Umeha nami shaminan, the loyboinan eidei mesira, hecha deika eidei chasima." He says, from this sugya we can learn out that even by Rebbe Loza, you don't need eidei mesira, hecha deika eidei chasima. If there are Eidei Chasima, and the following is the Raya he brings. Da Ravu, Da Amar. Im Nisus Be'eid Echad Dikstav Yara Seifer. Shad Vlad Mamzer. Because Rav, who passes like Rebbe Loza, He holds that if you have a shtar signed by an Eid Echad, plus Psav Yara Sefer, plus the Sefer's handwriting, you want to use as your two Eidim the signature, plus the Sefer. Havlad Nansen. Rav says it's not good. You can't use the Sefer, if he didn't sign, he just wrote, Ksav Yara Sefer is possible, Havlad Nansen. So, V'hu Amah Halach Rav Elazar begin. 1 minute. But Rav passes like Rav Elazar. V'sakadayta binin Eidei Mesira. If you're going to learn Pshat and Rav Elazar is that you always need Eidei Mesira, Hechadika Eidei Chasima, even if there are Eidei Chasima, Hashtag. Hechadaleka Eidei Chasima Klal. V'afilu Eidei Echad. If you have zero Eidei Chasima, not even one. Machshir Rav. Rav passing Zerk Rabbi Elazar, it's kosher, right? Rabbi Elazar, you don't need any Eid Echasima. So, Hechad, the Ika Eid Echad, if you have one Eid, and the Ksav Yad of the Sefer, the Eid Mesira, Apostle, Vavalei Vlad Mamzer, Otu Eid Echad, Yidur Gara, Nechad, the Lek Eid Klau? What's going on? How could Rav tell me Eid Echad is not good enough in a get, even with the Ksav Yad of the Sefer? No good. What do you mean it's no good? Zero Eidim is good. So an Eid Echad makes it worse. The Teretz is up to Riff. When is zero Eidim good? If you have Eidei Mesira, zero Eidim is good. That's Rav Elazar. Eidei Mesira Karti. However, Rav is talking in a case we have no Eidei Mesira. If you have zero Eidei Mesira, Rav Elazar's Maida. Eidei Chasima is also good. Eidei Chasima alone would also be good. So Rav is saying, when you're using Eidei Chasima, don't rely on an Eid Echad plus the Sefer, because Havlad Mamzer, you can't rely on that. That's in a case where there are no Eid Mesirim. This is the Rif's Raya. The Ran, if you look on the right side, Hainu Diktani, where it starts the Hainu Diktani, brings Rabbeinu Ephraim Talmidai. He says, Havi Yedeh, Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Talmud of the Rif, Chaylik Olav. And look at his first thing he says. Bedamrina b'chol duchta, Rav Elazar sava eidei mesira karti, v'loy amrina b'shum duchta, af eidei mesira, mashma dafka. Never says af eidei mesira, just says eidei mesira. The Rif holds af eidei mesira karti. And so Rabbeinu Ephraim argues with this Rif. The Ran, on the whole next column, brings one sugya, another sugya, another sugya, sugya after sugya, which, if you don't hold like this Rif, all these sugis are going on dafka like Reb Meir, like the sugis I mentioned to you, where it was written on the side, where the signatures weren't good. He says, according to the Rif, all those sugis are going to Reb Elazar, because Reb Elazar cares about Eide Chasima in cases where there's no Eide Mesira. Mashenken, according to the Rabbeinu Ephraim, it's a problem. So tomorrow, for tomorrow, make sure you learn the Rif, learn the Ran. The crucial lines of the Ran are his pshat and the Rif. They're on page Memches. The last narrow line starts nirali bezeh. Avomashe nirali bezeh. He says a pshat in the Rif. It starts from Avomashe nirali bezeh and it goes for the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines. Those 5 lines are the Ran's pshat in the Rif. Make sure you understand the Rif, because the Ran sort of twists the Rif around very, very much, and he takes off Rabbeinu Ephraim's taina. So make sure you understand the machlokes Eid Chasima Karti Eid Mesira Karti. Then make sure you understand the Rif. Then make sure you understand the Ran. And then we're going to have two pshatim in how to understand the Ran, which we're going to have. The two pshatim are in a number of achrayim. The stipler, I think it's Simon Dallas, the name of the piece is Eidei Mesira Karti, goes through it basically. When you read the Ran, just don't make sure. When you read a Ran like this, don't read it once and think you understand it. You have to read the words a few times until you make sure you understand what he's talking about. And you'll get a bigger schmack if you aim it on the Kavanah Sarah.